There's also been mixed reaction in Arizona following the confirmation of Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education yesterday. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking vote in the Senate. Democrats had decried her lack of experience in public education and advocacy for school choice.
Arizona has been a trailblazer in the school choice and charter school movement for decades now, and many here are happy to see DeVos in charge. And we're joined now by Eileen Sigman, President of the Arizona Charter Schools Association. And Eileen, tell us, what's your reaction to this confirmation?
We would say that Secretary DeVos is really going to fight for students, for public students, and having students have access to high-performing schools. Ms. DeVos has been fighting for 3 decades for this, and she really does believe, and we have seen her in her past work, leave it to the states to figure out what's going to be best for their families, their communities.
So she's obviously a big advocate for school choice, for charter schools and vouchers, things like that. So what do you think her nomination will mean for charter schools in Arizona and around the country?
So in Arizona, we are one of the most fundamental school choice with charter schools and with open enrollment. And our charter schools have already proven that we are exceeding at the national level. We'd be one of the top 3 states of our charter students for a state. And so what we are excited to see is what is already happening in Arizona spread to the rest of the country, where families can really choose what works for their students and for their own children. And that's what we're looking, that you shouldn't have to have a zip code to determine your educational options.
And what would you say to people who say that might hurt public schools in this country?
We would say that choice means what is happening in Arizona and what Arizona has decided works for its students and families. The feds and D.C. will not dictate what happens in Yuma, Arizona. It will be up to Arizona and Yuma to decide what works for students. So these are the types of things we're excited about.
Yeah. Have you seen reaction or heard reaction from parents, teachers in your schools since she was confirmed yesterday?
A lot of our school leaders have been in touch and they have questions. And we are excited to work with the U.S. Department of Education and answer our leaders' questions and really make sure that we work together. And it's always going to be communication and collaboration. And we are really looking to see if we can expand a startup program for charter schools and promote charter school innovation. What that does is it really allows quality schools to start up, because you have to start up, have a facility, have teachers, have students before you get any state payments. What we're hoping to do is expand that program to keep up with parent demand. And that's what we want to work with and make sure that is a number one issue for our schools, because they always come to us for startup funds.
So to continue expanding the programs. All right. Well, Eileen Sigman, the Arizona Charter School Association President and CEO, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Lauren.
Teachers are also having mixed reactions to the new Secretary of Education, and we're joined now to talk about that by Joshua Buckley. He's the Vice President of the Mesa Education Association and also a government teacher at Red Mountain High School in Mesa. And Josh, tell us, how are teachers responding to this here?
I think when you see Betsy DeVos get confirmed, it's like a slap in the face to educators who have to be highly qualified, who have to know the regulations in order to educate the students in their classroom, who work hard every day to be experts in their field, that someone with no experience can go ahead and run our school system, can be the head, the Secretary of Education of the United States without any experience in education. It's demoralizing. Teachers, I mean, Facebook was kind of blowing up yesterday with teachers who just couldn't believe that someone with no experience, who doesn't know about education, who doesn't know what they go through every day, is now going to be running the education system. All because of the idea that she, Jeff Flake, put on Twitter that, you know, she had me at school choice. So all it took was her liking the idea of school choice, not being qualified for the job, but just liking the idea of school choice gets her this job.
What's your reaction to someone who is pro school choice being in charge of public education in this country? What do you think the effects of that could be?
The phrase school choice sounds wonderful, right? We all like to choose. We can pick 1,000 cereals off the shelf at the grocery store. But the key fact is that states like Arizona, with the way that our charter system is written, is that charter schools are inevitably taking away money from public schools because of the way the system's run, right? And she's also pro-private school, the voucher system where we're going to take money away from public education and give it in the form of vouchers to private schools, regardless of whether they follow standards, whether they take care of kids the way they should, just because of this idea of school of choice.
What do you think the effect on public education could be?
Well, my fear is that, and I think teachers' fear, is that we'll see this continued push to strip money from public schools through voucher systems, through the idea that we're going to give charter schools and private schools are going to be able to have less accountability. You heard her say that in her testimony, that she believes in accountability, but not equitable accountability. She couldn't commit to that. And so we're going to see the game be played at different fields.
Do you think those effects could reach all the way to Arizona?
Well, I think we already see that in Arizona with the continued push for vouchers and the expansion of those of tax credits in our state. I think this just emboldens folks in the state legislature who now go, oh, see, now the person at the top believes in this idea, even though it's been, even though it's proven out that charter schools don't necessarily perform better than public schools, that those people who are taking advantage of these tax credits for private schools are people who would send their kids to private school anyway or have the money to pay for that private school.
All right. Well, Josh Buckley, Vice President of the Mesa Education Association and government teacher at Red Mountain High School in Mesa, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Lauren.